New economic year underway. Businesses, do you feel the pain? Do you learn from your lessons? Last year's coronavirus pandemic, small business and consumers are planning for this year, according to results of the annual J.P. Morgan Chase Business Leaders Outlook Survey. So that's what we discuss this survey. Thanks to you, Managing Director and Head Economist for Commercial Banking at J.P. Morgan Chase. Jim Glassman, good morning to you.
Morning, Shelley. How are you?
Doing fine. Moving forward one step at a time into this 2021. And certainly we don't have to question whether or not last year was challenging. But I cut right to the chase, Jim. How are business leaders feeling as we enter this year?
Well, you know, I mean, the folks who are still doing business are survivors, of course. They've learned how to adapt quickly to all the upheaval. And it was small businesses that really bore the brunt of a lot of the lockdowns, if you remember. But I think what's interesting is the three quarters of our respondents are still pretty optimistic about their own situation, for the outlook. And I think what I find not surprising, actually, folks are pretty hopeful about what lies ahead. And I think the main reason is it's the same reason we're all becoming more hopeful, because we've been dealing with this pandemic. We knew that we could not expect to get past it until we got vaccines, and now we've got the vaccines, and they're starting to get out there. And I think people are hoping that maybe by mid-year, later in the year, we're going to have this under control. And when that happens, we'll be able to lift restrictions on a lot of activity, like restaurants and bars and fitness centers and stadiums and, you know, the ballparks. And I think that's the reason. I mean, there's a lot of uncertainty still, of course, but it's all connected to what you think is going to happen with the management of the pandemic. And I think that's what's showing up in here. It's not too surprising, because we all are starting to feel this.
Yes. So lessons. Are there, from the survey perhaps, important lessons that business leaders did learn from navigating this past year?
Well, you know, I think the most important lesson they learned was there are ways of getting to your customer through e-commerce and digital platforms. And the folks who were most nimble, we've got half of our folks are actually, you know, have been developing, getting used to online electronic commerce. The folks who are able to do that are the ones that survive the best, because we consumers, we can't go to the store, but we can buy things online. Well, if you can figure out how to reach your customer through e-commerce, you've done really well. So I think what we're learning is that you've got to be prepared for moments like this, and the technology is giving you ways of adapting. And for many people, they were able to transition from working in the office to working at home, shopping online, virtual communications. I think everybody's getting comfortable. They're learning how to use that, and I think it's going to serve them well in the future if we ever should have disruptions like this. We hope not.
Yes.
But if it ever happens again, I think they realize that there are other ways of doing things.
Jim Glassman with us, again, Managing Director, Head Economist for Commercial Banking at J.P. Morgan Chase. Businesses, they increased use of digital finance and e-commerce tools. Was that an important development in 2020? Do you expect this to continue?
Yeah, that was an important development, partly because, you know, we need contactless payment systems are the theme of the day. And I think what people are learning in doing this, they're learning that there's real advantages, that the technology gives you better ways of doing things, cheaper ways of doing things, more control. So it's an important development. And I think it's kind of been going on in other areas of our life. I think this crisis is accelerating that drift into the use of digital payment systems and electronic commerce and all the things that we've learned that we had to use this year in order to keep moving. So I think it is important. It's accelerating the trend, just like it's doing. The same thing is going on for consumers. More and more people are getting used to shopping online. We've seen a big increase in that. And I think people are realizing this is kind of a convenient way to do things, for things that you can wait for a few days to get.
Wonderful. What do businesses anticipate as their top challenges for 2021, Jim?
You know, I think the number one, there's a lot of uncertainty still, right, because of what's going on with the pandemic. I think getting over the hurdle the next several months is the key challenge, just surviving, as we've had to ask a lot of communities to shut down, to impose restrictions. I think once we get to the point where we've got our hands around the pandemic, the challenges are going to return to the traditional challenges, which is grow your business, find people. We've got a lot of people who are retiring. There are an awful lot of jobs that businesses are having a hard time finding people for, skills gap. I think those are challenges we've been hearing about for quite a few years in the survey, the J.P. Morgan Chase survey of business leaders. And I think we're going to see a gradual return to those kinds of things. So hopefully that's the case, because that'll tell you we're beginning to work our way back to something more normal.
What can you tell us about the outlook for jobs in 2021?
You know, it's tied, just like the outlook for businesses, it's all tied to our ability to get our hands around the pandemic, because the guys that are struggling, the furloughed workers, they're the ones that work at restaurants and bars and fitness centers, stadiums, service the communities that have colleges and universities. There's a lot of work that doesn't need to be done. So the outlook for jobs is really quite connected to the ability to get our hands around the pandemic. Once that happens, we'll be able to lift restrictions. Some states have had to impose bigger restrictions than others. Once you can lift those restrictions, those jobs are coming back.